All right, so you can tell me a little bit about why we're here today and the announcement.
Sure. Well, we invited different VIPs here to see a little bit of the rehearsal for Steel Magnolias, our next production, and we wanted to take that opportunity to announce to the world that the Pontiac Community Players has become a non-profit organization in the province of Quebec, so we've gone official, legit. For many years, we've existed, but basically just as a group of friends who got together to put on theater. Now we're a proper organization within the cultural and artistic milieu of the Pontiac, and we're so excited to join all the other wonderful organizations here so that we can do things like raise money for good causes, for charity, and for our own long-term projects. We can put on more shows, more challenging shows, and we can really grow as an organization.
So how long has this been in the works, and how long has it been coming to fruition here?
Well, for some time, our founder, Joan Conrad, started the group 20 years ago, but about 6-7 years ago, she moved to the city, and she wasn't around, and so we said, well, are we just going to stop without our leader? And we said, well, no, we want to keep doing this. So we slowly got to that stage of having, you know, meetings and getting organized and having a board. And the natural progression of that was to go ahead with our nonprofit status. And we started that just before COVID hit, and that understandably slowed us down. But we've still been doing theater through the whole pandemic. And as the world is getting a little bit lighter and a little bit brighter, we're excited that we're going to come out of this stronger than ever.
And the play here, Steel Magnolias, can you explain a little bit about when and where people can get tickets and where they can see it?
Absolutely, yes. Steel Magnolias, a very famous play. It's coming to Pontiac High School Auditorium March 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7 p.m. and March 12th at 12:30 p.m. And right now, tickets are for sale at Hursty's Bar and Grill in Shawville.